Okay, today's daf is Menachos Daf Tzadik Beis. We are on the last. We'll start with the last line on Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis. I know yesterday you got to the Mishnah, but we will start Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis on the bottom. So the whole Amud yesterday was talking about all of the sources related to Nesachim. How do you know various Karbanos require Nesachim? How do you know even to include the Palgus? That was a discussion. Itself, the Palgas, is it a Birya Bifrei Atzma? Is it a Chatzi Chatzi? So the last line, Rav Papa says, I'm Rav Papa, Badak Lan Rava, Nischei Rechela Bekama. Rav Papa says that Rava gave us a Bechina, gave us a check. He was Bodeg us. How big is the Nesachim of a Rechela? Upashtina le mimasisan. And we proved it from a Mishnah, the Mishnah in Masech Shkalim. The Mishnah in Shkalim there records that there are a number of barrels. When somebody went to the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't bring their own wine and flour for the Nesachim. They brought money. They gave to one, they went to one window. They gave him the money and they got a ticket. And they brought the ticket to the other, it was very organized. And they brought the ticket to the other office and they gave it in. And whatever the ticket said, that depends. You know, it's like, yeah, it depends on where you're going to sit. Depends on which Nesachim you're going to get. You're going to get this ratio or that ratio of ingredients. So the Mishnah Shkalim says in Parakei Halacha Gimel, which the Ar Gemara quotes the last line of it, Arba'a Chosamos, Hayba Mikdash, there were four Chosamos. Four Chosamos, the Mishnah says that Yochanan ben Pinchas was the Mamuna on the Chosamos, and Achia was Mamuna on the Nesachim. So Yochanan took care of the tickets, and then they went to Achia to get it. And the Mishnah tells us, what each of the tickets said. Arba chosamos v'hayu b'mikdash v'kasav aleihen egel, zachar, gedi, and chote. Four different types, and each one of these was a different ratio. Benazei amar chamisha hayu, there were five, v'aramis kasav aleihen, and there was Aramaic written on them. Egel, zachar, gedi, chote dal v'chote asher, right? The different mitzvahs have different amounts, so therefore it was different. Then the Mishnah describes, Egel was used for these Nesachim, and the Gedi for these, and the Zachar for these, and the Chote for these. It goes through each one. So our Gemara quotes the last line of that Mishnah, Gedi Mishamesh Nischei Tzon Shel Gedolim Shel Ketanim, the ticket and what the officer gave when he got the ticket of Gedi, he used that for the Nesachim of sheep, being Gedolim, being Ketanim, Shall Zachar and Vishal Nekavis, male, female, big or small, Chuzbi Sheila Elim, except for rams, which had a different shear. But the question of Rava was Rechela Bakama, so the answer was there is no difference. There's no difference between female and male. That's what we answered him from the Mishnah. Interesting that Rava, the Gemara says, Bataklan Rava. Rava tested us. Rava tested us. There is a chiyuv of a Rebbe to test his Talmidim, to make sure that they know what the Rebbe's talking about. They're not just sitting there with a smile on their face and say, oh, it's great, it's wonderful, and I understand everything. Now, the point of a Rebbe is to make sure that the students know, are getting the information. The Rambam describes that in detail in Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Rambam says the first three prakim in the Rambam in Talmud Torah is about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, right? As the Rambam always does, a very organized set of halachas. So the first three are about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The next two are about teaching, right? The Perek Dalet is all about teaching and what you're allowed to do with your next one. Perek Dalet is about what the Rebbe does, and Perek Hey and Perek Vav is the hisnagus of a Talmud Torah Rebbe in terms of the Kavon, in terms of the Yira, in terms of what type of Rebbe you have this mitzvah to. It's not right to be Torech your Rebbe. What's the halacha if you see your Rebbe? What about if you see a Rebbe Muvak? That is all Perek Hey and Perek Vav. Then towards the end, we have the 24 reasons that you would be menade a person, right? Put somebody next to education. The first one is Mevazes Talmud Chacham. That's why that's there. That's why those four are there at the end of Perek Vav. Then you have Perek Zayin, you get into more general issues of Nidui, but that's why it comes up, because the first one on the list in terms is is in terms of his nagus. Anyway, so Reb Talmud Torah, Perek Dalet, Ein Melamdin Divrei Torah Elo Talmud Haganah B'Maisav. So Perek Dalet is all about from the vantage point of the Rebbe. So he has to pick proper Talmidim. Yeah, they have to read Talmud Hagun. Oh, Avalom Haya Holech Baderech Lotova Machsrin Asol Mutav Umanhigan Asol Baderech Yeshara Ubotkan Asol. Before you teach somebody, if you think they have chashos of lack of emuna or other things, you gotta check them before you teach them Gemara. You gotta check them out, says the Rambam. Then he continues and goes through all the halachas of how you're supposed to teach a Rebbe and how big are the classes supposed to be. Rambam goes into very small details. And what if the harav shalomed v'lo hivinu atamidim, the Rebbe that taught it, the tamidim didn't understand, lo yichos aleihem. He should not get angry at them, v'yirgaz. El chozer v'shona adavar afilu kama pa'amim, ad she'avidu omek ha'alacha. Like Rebbe Preda, Mesechas Erevin, he taught it 400 times. V'chen lo yomar atalmed hevanti v'hu lo haven. What else do you get out of that Gemara? The student should say, Rebbe, I got it. Did you really? Yeah, basically. Basically, I got no. The Talmud shouldn't say that either. El chozer v'shoa la filu kama pa'amim. V'im kalas alav rabo v'ragaz yomer lo Rebbe Torah hivalo manani tzarach v'daitik tzara. What can I do? I don't have the brain molecules. I don't have everything, but you gotta try to work hard. And then it says that the Talmud shouldn't be misbayish, and the Rebbe shouldn't be misbayish. And there should be a certain level of kalas rosh that is never between the Rebbe and the Talmud. But then it comes to our halacha. But again, you have to understand this halacha in a greater context, and we have to know why the Gemara said this. That one word. That's what we're doing this right now. Why did the Gemara say Badaklan Rav? Badaklan Rava. Rava checked us out. Why didn't Rav Papa say? Ask the question. Rava asked us. No, badak, that one word is telling us you got to talk about a Rebbe checking the Talmidim. So the Rambam says, Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, after he talks about what type of questions to ask the Rav, V'yesh the Rav, Lahatos es ha-Talmidim b'she'elosav, u'b'maisim sha'oseh b'freihem. The Rav should even cause wonder in the Talmidim. He should do unusual things. K'dei l'chadadon, to test them. To sharpen their minds. See if they remember what was taught or not. A Talmud cannot ask a Rebbe a shayla shlo ka'inyan. But a Rebbe can ask a Talmud a shayla shlo ka'inyan if he feels that the Talmud should know it. Okay, and there's a lot more, but that is an important parak dalad, in terms of what a Rebbe, how a Rebbe deals with the Talmud. And the later prakam is how a Talmud deals with the Rebbe. Okay, that's the Rambam and Menachos Talmud Torah. Okay, let's continue now with the Mishnah. So we are up to the Mishnah of Smicha. Yesterday's Mishnah and discussion was all about Nisachim. The past 2 days were about Nisachim. So now we are up, because this parak is all about rules and regulations of Omanachos. Right, what are the measuring instruments in the prakim, in the Beis HaMikdash? So what are the Nisachim? So today we talk about Smicha. The next two blatter about Smicha until the end of the parak. And then we talk a little bit about Tenufa. So different avodos that are not actually one of the Dalet avodos, but they are connected to the avoda. Says the Mishnah. Kol karban asat tzibur ein b'hem smicha. All karban tzibur's do not have smicha. Karban tzibur, smicha is a private karban halacha. It's a personal leaning on the animal. I do smicha, so all karban tzibur do not have smicha, with two exceptions. Chutz min ha-par ha-bar ha-kal ha-mitzvahs u-seir ha-mishtaleach, except for the par ha-lam davar shal tzibur, the par brought if the Sanhedrin causes most of Klal Yisrael, or most of a shevet of Klal Yisrael, to do an Avera. So that is Paralel Davar Shal Tzibur. So instead of all of those people bringing Chatos Yachid, if it's a majority, one carbon is brought on behalf of all of them, and it's brought by the Sanhedrin. Usir Mishtalayach, and the seer that sent off the cliff on Yom Kippur, those two have smicha done. We'll learn it out from Sukkim, even though they are semi-carbon tzibur. They are carbon tzibur. But those are also, have, the issue might not just be tzibur versus yachid, it might be, does it have a specific bialim, as we'll see in the Gemara. And it could be these two out of all carbon tzibur's are connected to a bialim. And that is why smicha can be done. Who is the bialim on the pahalam davar shel tzibur? So it could be the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin is the bialim. So you have a bialim, and you have members of the Sanhedrin taking part and acting as the Bialim. The Sefer HaChinuch says in Mitzvah Kuf Chaf, Mitzvah 120, that's the Mitzvah of this Karban. Sheyakribu Sanhedrin Gedola Karban, Im Ta'u V'Horu Shalok HaLacha. They have to bring a Karban if they made a mistake. Ba'averos Chamuro Shechayav Analem Karis. By Karis Averis. V'yasu Akal O Ruban Alpihem. Shenemar V'imkal Adat Yisrael Yishku V'nelam Davar Menei Kahal. Krakasati Lamala says, what's the purpose of this Karban? The purpose of a Karban in general is to be machnia a person's nefesh. V'yakin Bahagia Elagdolim Talas B'davar. If the greatest Rabbanon of the generations made a mistake, Yadua Ki B'chul Shas HaSeichel Eir Lahem. There was a problem with their intellect. Ureuyim lechazko al kolpanim, and we have to inspire them. V'yalkein, therefore, yavo al abayis, asher shefa haseichel olav. They have to come to the base of Migdash where the shefa of siyata d'shmaya is. That's why when they made their decisions, they sat in the lishkas hagazas. Here they happen to make a mistaken one. V'yasu maisa hakarban, v'yashuvu eliban b'koach ha-pa'ula, grius ha-nefesh ha-behemis ha-toa. They will see the karban and they'll realize that their animalistic, physical side overcame and they made a mistake. V'chashivas ha-sichlis ha-miyusheres v'ha-zaka. When we talk about chsheves ta-rezu, yashgichu v'yaskilu b'chol ha-rasab la-olam, they will be able to do tshuva and be careful with their psakim. So, Paralam Darish al-Sibur is a separate mitzvah asei daraisa for the Kohanim to bring that karban. As we've said many times, mitzvahs aren't all actions that you want to do. Karban chatos is not a mitzvah that you want to do. Paralam Darish al-Sibur is not a mitzvah that you want to do. Right? Any of these. Yibam and chalitza are not mitzvahs that we want to do. Right? If there was yibam and chalitza, that generally means there was a tragic situation. Somebody died without children. So all these mitzvahs are Hashavas Gzela, right? Mitzvahs are something. My wife just told me recently about this this story she saw in the news that there was some type of a big rapper that converted, right? A non-Jewish rapper that went to jail for a couple of years and he came out of jail and he became Jewish and now he's sitting in Bells in Yerushalayim. That's the so they interviewed him and said, what happened? So he said that what drew him to Yadus is that from the second you wake up to the second you go to sleep, you know what to do. There's instructions. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do while I eat? What am I supposed to do while I'm walking in the street? It's everything is misudar. He says, in my previous life, there were no rules. And when there's no rules, you don't get anything accomplished. You can do whatever you want. He says, in Yadus, every second of life, I know what to do. That's what a mitzvah is. Every second. So here, Parum Lever Shal Tzibur. In every situation, that's what makes it beautiful. Sometimes it makes a person feel, oh, I can't do anything. But the answer is, if I do what I'm supposed to do, that's ultimate fulfillment. And that's ultimate accomplishment. So here too, we have an example of a mitzvah that we might not want to do. Bez doesn't want to do this, but if the mistake happens, so then this is what is brought. So, all Karban Tzibur, they don't have smicha, except for this Parhal and Lever Shal Tzibur and the Seir HaMishtaleach. The Seir HaMishtaleach. This is a machlokes in Maseches Sanhedrin. You remember? I don't think did I bring it? I did bring it. Machlokes. How many of the Sanhedrin do smicha? That is a machlokes on the Beis in Sanhedrin, where the Mishnah quotes machlokes 3 or 5. How many of the Sanhedrin do smicha? The Mishnah says. Mishnah says smicha zakenim b'shlosha divrei Rabbi Shimon. What is smicha zakenim? Rashi says al rosh par helam davar shal tzibur. Right, the Rambam on this pishuk gets a different shot what smicha zakenim is, but that's Rashi. Par helam davar shal tzibur smicha zakenim b'shlosha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'chamisha. Machlokas. 3 or 5 of the Sanhedrin do smicha on this animal. That is a machlokas. Rambam paskins three, and there's a question. How is the smicha done? Usually we say smicha is done b'chol kocho by the person doing smicha. He puts his hand on his animal and he leans on it. So when you have more than one person doing smicha, so do they do it all at once? They do it one after another. Basachas or zeh chazeh. Right? If it's basachas, just got to make room on the animal for all the hands. But that is it's an issue. It's not clear. The Achronim discuss it. 3 or 5, especially according to Rabbi Hudu, says you need 5. How do you actually do it? We did mention in a Parsha Shir a couple of months ago, in Parsha Vayikra, a thought from Rav Sarutskin, who talks about the difference between smicha on an animal And the other type of smicha which we know is a Rav to Talmud. So he says that the Rambam quotes, "Sheila masvich tzarach len goa biyada besamach." Uma be smicha l'smicha. Why is it that by smichas chachamim you don't even have to touch the Rebbe doesn't even have to touch the student when he's giving him smicha, and he doesn't have to do a b'chol kocho. Mashiach when it comes to an animal, you have to touch. That's why you have to violate, in quotes, the halacha of hishtamshus b'karbon. You're not allowed to use the carbon and lean, put all your weight on the carbon and lean on the carbon, but you're allowed to do that when it comes to the mitzvah of smicha. And you have to touch. Ma bin smicha l'smicha, says the Rav Sarotskin, v'yesh lomar, shalafisha chote chata b'chol kocho, v'hirtiach ramache v'arvashas agidav la'avra, because a chait is the animal side of me, and I use my physical body for the chait. So therefore, my smicha and my transfer of the achrayas, so to speak, to the animal has to be with my physical body, and that's why I have to do it b'chol kocho. V'smicha kozos omeres lo, shechayev smuchim me'at al karbano. I'm leaning on the animal. Habatach tov l'shchita v'sreifa. U'bizchuzei yikanis l'chayim tovim. As I transfer the physical elements that brought the chait on, so that's why smicha has to be done b'chol kocho, and one has to have the touch. Avo chachavim sobchei b'oen, a rav gives smicha to a Talmud, lo b'chayev lo b'kawach, ki in beruchi. Amar Hashem Svakos, right? It's not the physical. It's the authority. It's the ability. It's the reshus, right? That's not a physical transfer. V'smicha baka they should say lismoch siyata d'shmaya l'chavei no emes v'das yishara v'ein makom l'negias guf beguf b'davar ruchani. And therefore, it doesn't have to be a physical transfer. Smicha means transferring of authority. It doesn't mean literally leaning on. So that's the difference between the smicha that we're talking about, the smicha of on animals, and the smicha of smichas harabanim. But those are the two types of smichas. Just one other thought, and that is something that one of the Magidei Shir of Yeshuas mentioned, but I was going to mention it today. And that is a beautiful thought that Rabbi Riskin in his autobiography quotes from the Rav. Shabshan and Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, so we're talking about the smicha. I'm not going to wait till next cycle Sanhedrin to mention this, so we'll talk about it today. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Yudalid, it's a story that you might know, that during the times of the Romans, they made a gzeira against giving smicha. Because they knew the transfer of authority from Rebbe to Talmud is what keeps Klal Yisrael going. So they made a gzeira against smicha. You can't give smicha. Not only can you not learn Torah, but you can't give smicha even if you're not learning. So what happened? Pamachas Gazra Machas Arish Gzera Yisrael. Machas Arish always means the Romans. Shekala Somech Yehareg. Vakala Nismach Yehareg. Anybody who gives smicha will get killed. Anybody who gets smicha will get killed. V'irshe Somchin Ba Techarev. And the city that smicha is given in will be destroyed. V'tchumish Somchin Ba Niyakru. So Ma Asa Yehuda Ben Baba. What did Yehuda Ben Baba do? Halach V'yashav Lo Bein Shnei Harim Gedolim. U'Bein Shnei Ayaros Gedolos. U'Bein Shnei Tchumei Shabbos. He went mamish in between. They weren't in the tchum. They weren't in the city. They weren't in anything. Bein Usho L'Shafra'am. They were up north. V'samach Sham Chamisha Zakenim. But it was after the, I guess after it went to Yavnet, now they were up north. And it was so at five Zakenim there, Elohim, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huder, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. That's what happened. And some was Moser of Nechemia. Kivan shehi kiru ayveyem bahen, once the enemy heard about it, Amar lahen banai rutsu. He said to his students, run, 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 go away, save yourself. Amru lo Rabbi, matahe alecha, what about you? Amar lahen hareini muta lefem ke'evin shein lahovchem. I'm elderly, I can't move. I can't run so fast. So you know what? You just go away. Go, and I'll take the heat. Amru, they said, lo zazam yishamach and natsu bo shalosh meos lunvio shel barzel. They speared him 300 times. They killed him. They made him like a sieve. Vaso kechvara. Right? That's the Gemara. So the Shiloh that Rav Soloveitchik asked, and he said this at a Chag HaSmicha. He says, how could Yehuda ben Baba give smicha? It's not one of the big three. Yarek v'alyavar. You have to give your life a smicha. He was killing himself. So how was he able to do this? By giving smicha. So Rav Soloveitchik said, he wasn't killing himself. He was giving himself life. Because what happens by smicha? You look at it, for example, the smicha on the animal. Who's leaning on who? Who's leaning on who? Or let's say the Rebbe and the Talmud. Who's leaning on who? Who's relying on who? So you might have said that the student's relying on the Rebbe's chachma, on the Rebbe's ability. But really, we know it's just the opposite. right? If you see an older person leaning on a younger person, the older person is leaning because he needs the younger person. Or in our case of smicha, leaning on the animal because you're transferring to the animal, you're relying on the animal. So too, when a Rebbe gives smicha to a Talmud, he's basically saying, if the Mesorah ends by me, that's it. If the Mesorah is dead, the Rebbe has to live through the Talmidim. And it's the only way that the Rebbe can continue and continue his nitzchius, continue his ability for eternity. So he says that's why, in that case, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba had to give smicha. He wasn't killing himself, he was causing himself to live forever. That's why smicha was done, even in these cases where he was going to go lose his life. Right? And that's what Yudah Aleph, that's Rav Soloveitchik. It's going to have to be mentioned again. Maybe we'll mention this in this week's Parsha Shir, Baloscha, right? Didn't Yeshua get smicha for Moshe this week's Parsha? I think, Esfali Shivamish? I think so. So maybe we'll mention it again, for those who don't hear it. That's tonight. Parsha Shir is tonight. Okay. Weiter. Let's continue. Did four lines. All Kabbalah Tzibor don't have smicha again except for Parabal Kalbitzvah Seir Mishalech. Rabbi Shimon over. Af Seir Avodas Kochavim. Even the Seir of Avodas Zara. Right, this is Parsha Shlach, the Seir, when Bnei Yisrael do Avodah Zara, so the special carbon brought on behalf of the Tzibor. Kolka, period. Kolka, but it's Hatzir Yachid, Tunin Smicha, now the opposite. All Yachid Karbanis require Smicha. Chutz, they all do, except for the following exceptions. Min HaBachar, V'HaMaiser, V'HaPesach. We'll see in the Gemara, the Limudim, why Dafka, these do not require Smicha. What's special about them? If the regular Shlomim does, these three don't. V'ha Yoresh. And a Yoresh, what happens if somebody dies and now their child gets their karban? Somech umevi nesachim umeimir. He could stand in. He could do smicha on his father's animal. He could bring nesachim for his father. Maybe that only applies if his father left him money and left him shibudim or not. Umeimir, and he could violate the Isser of Temura. If somebody has their father's animal and they try to substitute it, the Isser of Temura kicks in and the Asay kicks in as well. The Shiloh that is asked in Lumdis on this question of Yoresh, which comes up more tomorrow as well, is how could a Yoresh be Somech? We know from elsewhere that even a Shliach can't be Somech. Shliach can't be Somech. So how could a, does that come up tomorrow, I think? What's it comes up tomorrow? That a Shliach can't be Somech. So how is it that a Yoresh can be Somech? Is a Yoresh better than a Shliach? So Rav Shechter, we mentioned this a couple of times in the past, we mentioned this back in Maseches Kiddushin. Rav Shechter quotes in Eretz HaTzvi, on page Reish Chav Gimel, that there are two ideas when it comes to Yerusha, when it comes to getting something from a Morish. Number one is what we would call Yerusha, what we would call regular, you know, getting something, the money is transferred, it belonged to the previous generation, it goes to the younger generation. But some contexts require more than that. Some contexts require that the Yoresh stands in for the father. It's not like an automatic matana. Like usually a Morish or a Yoresh, you can say automatic matana. But there's another concept called brakara davua. Right, the son is literally the karayim, the lap of the father. Or it's also called kam tachas aviv. Some halachas, it's not enough as a transfer. Some halachas require a stand-in. For example, Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri, does an Eved Ivri serve? Usually an Eved Ivri doesn't serve another generation. But he does serve a Yoresh. Why? Because that's totally on the halacha of kam tachas. Kam tachas. Beis in yoni Yerusha. Ha'echan mitzav nachalas mishpacha. Ubataras karvi mishpacha sa'af. Va'beis midin brakara davua. Sha'yorish kam tachtav tahamorish va'omeid bimkomo. V'nafkamina l'kam in yonim. Number one. Eved Ivri ovedas ha'ben. Af deino nitfas lo b'mechir v'lo b'Yerusha. And Eved Ivri does not pass in other Yerusha or Mechira. But he's in kam tachas. Tahainu taima tahaben yachol lirash. Af shalomi din nachalas mishpacha. Ela b'toras brakara davua. Sha'omi b'bakama aviv. Tachtov, one nafkamina, or another one. He talks about whether a ben is yoreshes, whether if a son dies before a mother, and then the mother dies, does the son yarshin bekever to give to his brothers, his paternal brothers, that aren't related to his mother? So that also might depend. If it's a din of Yerusha right now, the kid's not there anymore. He's not yarshining right now. He's dead. He died before his mother. But if you have an idea of kam tachas, maybe that could apply even while bekever. Even while bekever, he could apply. But this is another one. He quotes other examples there, but this is another one. Yoresh, the din of Yerusha being somech, that might be totally on kam tachas, brakar zavua, and not just the regular din of Yerusha. The Ben Chaschinach asked a question, as he could only ask, in Kuf Tezvav, in the mitzvah of the Maisa Ha'ola, what happens if a Yorish Yarshin is a mother? Because we know that a woman does not do smicha. So now he gets the karban. Does he do smicha? Because he's a male. But it was a karban that wasn't mechuyev in smicha. So that's the suffix of the Minchas Chinuch. L'chor yei suffix. Hadi yorei somech. Efshar dafka shiyorsha karban me oso shahaya ben smicha. Kigon me aviv o mishar yorshim. Avalim yorash me imo shalo haisa bas smicha o me suma v'chadome or blind imkein ha-karban azelon is chayev smicha klal. Efshar de'ina yorei somech. De'lo yorash chuz shalo haya eitzel morisho. Right, you can't yarshin something brought kam tachas, especially if you say kam tachas that the Moish didn't have. Achmi pshat haloshon mashma the soy b'chol inyan. But he sounds like from the Gemara, it sounds like you do. Kiva dubar chiyuva chal of a mitzvah. The mitzvah is chal on him, and memeli he has to do smicha. But he has that suffix. Then he the mechatzah talks about what if somebody doesn't have to do smicha, does smicha? Do they get malchus? Because, you know, you're not allowed to have ishtamshus for karban, but it is a mitzvah, so maybe if they do it, they're linking into the mitzvah, like a woman doing a mitzvah that she's not obligated in, she can still make a bracha according to Ashkenazi custom, but that is all different questions. There is also just a Rashi in Erevin, Daf Nun, which you should be aware of, where Rashi says there's a bracha when you do smicha. You make a bracha when you do smicha. It's a Rashi in Erevin that the Achronim pick up on. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, kol karbanas tzibur ein bem smicha. Now we'll get to all the limudim. All karbanas tzibur don't have smicha, chutz mi parapar kol mitzvos v'siyar baris kochavim divrei Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon, which is the second shita in the Mishnah, he says all karbanas tzibur need smicha except for parapar kol mitzvos, the parah helandavar shel tzibur, and the siyar barazara, meaning he leaves out azazel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Sire, but it's Kochavim, Abraham Smicha. No, the Sire of Odezar does not get Smicha. Rabbi Yehuda argues, if that's me, Avi Tachtahem, who will I put instead? Sire Mishtalayach. I'll put the Sire Mishtalayach there. Lo Sagid Lo Maya, what, he's got to put another one in? The assumption of the question is like, oh, what does he put in? He has to? The Gemara says, yes. Amar Avina Gemiri, Shtei Smichos B'tzibur. There are two covered Tzibur that get Smicha, and therefore there was a Mesorah that he had to put another one in. Amar lo Reb Shimon, v'halo ain't smicha l'babaylehim. This is a crucial shakla v'tarya right here. Reb Shimon says, what do you mean? You need a baylehim for smicha. V'ze Aaron u'banav somchin bo. And here, by the seer mishtaleach, Aaron and his sons do smicha. Isn't that a lack? Amar lo, afze Aaron u'banav miskaprin bo. No, Aaron u'banav get kapara with the seer mishtaleach, and therefore, they are the baylehim. Right, Rashi says, it is imat zibur, v'smicha b'vaylem hu. Right, it's a machlokes, whether the kohanim who do smicha on the paraland, on the seer mishtaleach, whether that's considered smicha b'vaylem or not. Fascinating machlokes. How do you look at the seer mishtaleach? We'll talk more about that soon. Amar bi Yirmiya v'azul tamayu. They go according to their reasoning. We'll get back to one or two thoughts, soon. They go according to their reasoning. Detanya, v'chipers mikdash hakodesh. The Pazik says, and Achremos, that this will bring kapara to the Mikdash HaKodesh, Zeh Lefnai V'Lefnim. This is talking about Tumah of the Kodesh Kodashim. V'yas Ol Moed Zeh Heichal. That's Tumah that got into the Heichal. All the Karbanos in Yom Kippur are Mechaper for the unknown Tumas that occurred in all of these places. Remember the first 20 blot of Masechah Shavuos were all about these types of Tumas and what each Karban is Mechaper for. Mizbeach Mashmao Yechaper Elu HaAzaris. That had a tumah. Kohanim kimashma'an. Kohanim means Kohanim are also included in this kapara. Al kol amakahol elu Yisrael yechaper elu halavim hushvu kulon kapara achas. They all get kapara shemiskapren b'sir mishtalech. They all get kapara with zir mishtalech that sent off the cliff. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. That's the words of Rebbe Yehuda. They all get kapara with the. There are two key words added in. Bishar Averis, Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. That's the Shar Averis. By other Averis, they're all included. Rebbe Shimon Omer, and that's like the Tanakama of our Mishnah. Rebbe Shimon Omer, no, they're separate kaparas. Kishem Shedam Seir Anase Bifnim, Mechaper al Yisrael al Tumas Mikdash Vekadashav, Kachtam Hapar, Mechaper al Kohanim al Tumas Mikdash Vekadashav. According to Rebbe Shimon, the Kohanim always get their own kapara. Right, and we learned about the sources of this in Shavuos. Ukeshem shevidu shel sir mishtalech mechaper al Yisrael b'shar averus, kach vidu shel par mechaper al kohenim b'shar averus. Right, so each, according to Rabbi Shimon, they each have their own kapara. For Rabbi Shimon avale hushvu, but aren't they all in the same pasuk? So according to Rabbi Shimon, how can you say that they're not compared? So the Gemara says, no, in hushvu, they are compared. They both get kapara. Miyuk al chad v'chan mechaper b'denavshei. They both get kapara, but they each get their own kapara. So therefore, they're not coming from the same animal, and therefore, when Aaron and his sons do smicha on the seir hamishtaleach, that is not considered kapara babaylim. Right, that is Rabbi Shimon's shita. The next five lines sounds like just expanding and explaining on what we said. It's very unusual sounding for the Gemara. That's why if you look on the shita b'kubet, says in Oz Gimel, the shita said the next three lines are a later addition, after post Talmudic, after Avin and Ravashi, Oz Gimel and the Shita, Pirish Rabbi Yehuda, Ze Apirishu Me Rabbanan Savurai. These are from the Rabbanan Savurai. You have a few times in Shas where Rishonim say, "Oh, this is a later addition." The Ritva and Kiddushin on that Beis, the Ritva says that whole Gemara back and forth about the language on that Beis and Mabeis, Gimel and Aleph. That's Rabbanan Savurai, says the Ritva. So a few places in Shas we have this idea where a few lines seem to have been stuck in. So let's just read it. L'Rebbe Yehuda, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadasha of Yisrael Machapri, B'dam Seir Nase B'fnim, V'Konim B'Parshal Yaron, B'Shar Averis Eilu V'Eilu Machapri B'Vidu Seir Mishtaleach, L'Rebbe Shimon B'Shar Averis Nami Konim B'Vidu Debar Mishtapar Mishchapri. Period. So it's basically expanding on what we just said, that each of these people, Aaron and his sons, and Bnei Yisrael, have their own, each have their own respective kapara. Stop there for a minute. The Mikdash David wonders the smicha on the Seir HaMishtaleach. Is that a din of regular smicha, like on a karbon? Or is that just connected to the vidui that has to be done? Because after all, this isn't a regular karbon. Right? It's not going to be shechted. It's going to be pushed off the cliff. So, why does smicha have to be done here? That's his question. Yesh lach kor. Yesh la ayin. Mativa. Imi rak tsorech ha-vidui. De ein vidui below smicha. You have to do vidui on this beside Yom Kippur. So once you're doing vidui, you have to do smicha. O yesh lomar. De yesh zed din smicha mamish. Oh, this is a regular din of smicha of a karbon. Vehine. He says, look in Menachis, the tzaddik base, where we looked, to the Rebbe Yehuda, bechlal hanach beis smichas betzibur, who ganke smichas yer mishaleach. The Mishnah says there are two smichas v'tzibur. It sounds like it's a regular type of smicha. Umakshina, don't you need smicha b'bayalim? And Rabbi Yehuda says it is smicha b'bayalim. Umuchap, what do you see? What's the underlying message of the Shachla V'Tarya to have a smicha gemura? It sounds like it's regular smicha. Diavirak tzorech ha-vidui, lama bein and bayalim. If it's just for the vidui, you don't need the bayalim. And also, you want to categorize it with the other ones. V'yesh la'ayin, so now he asked, what about the following question? Now that I just proved that it's regular smicha, it's not just beside the vidui, I have a question. Because on Tamara's Dav, and also in Maseches Brachos, we have the principle of tekef l'smicha shchita. Smicha has to be done right before shchita. So here there is no shchita. So if you're telling me that this is a regular din of smicha, so where's the shchita? V'tzarech lomar. So he says, what you have to say, it's two things. Number one, dibimakam deleka shchita klal, shayach smicha below shchita. Number one, maybe the principle of tekef l'shmicha shchita only applies when there is shchita. If there is no shchita, you don't have to worry about it. The odef shalomar, didichiyaso latsuk zeo shchitasa. As we've discussed, maybe this also has shchita, but what is shchita? So usually shchita is, you know what shchita is, what Hashem told us shchita is. But once in a while, shchita takes a different form. So maybe pushing off the cliff is a form of shchita. T'chiyaso letzog zeu shchitaso, as the Gemara says in Yuma Samach Dalet, regarding Oso Vesbeno. And we had it by the Arifa Vegla Rufa. And we had it by Malika. Those are the three cases that Rabbi Yosef Engel puts together. Do those have the status of shchita? Well, the fizeh, according to this, then you'd have to right after you do the smicha without delaying, you have to send it out to the tzuk. If you say this is a form of shchita and the principle of tekef smicha shchita does apply here, you'd have to do it quickly. Beinan to tekef acharav vidui yisha lechu kama de efshar ulushalcho tekef fizeh wa tekef shalo. Okay, that is the mikdash David regarding tekef l'smicha shchita. Okay, that's the Asvin Darais and Klal Aleph. You want to look it up again. But we continue. Says the Gemara now, Kidiktani, we also have the following parallel machlokas, Echad Yisrael, Echad Kohanim, Echad Kohanim Mashiach. They're all similar. Ma ben Yisrael, Kohanim, Kohanim Mashiach. Ella, what's the difference in terms of the kaparis? Ella Shadama Hapar. Mechapar al Kohanim, al Tomas Miklash Vakadashav. Zudib Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omer, again they're separate. Kishem Shadama Sar Hanase Bifnim, Mechapar al Yisrael, Kachdam Hapar, Mechapar al Kohanim. Right, the seir is for the Bnei Yisrael, and the par is for the Kohanim. Kishem shall viduyo, shall seir mishtaleach mechapra al Yisrael, kach viduyo, shall par mechapra al Kohanim. Again, each one of them is separate. Each one of them is separate, and therefore, you cannot consider Aaron and his sons when they do vidui on the seir mishtaleach, that's not called bailim. And therefore, Bishimin says that can't be the smicha that's included, so therefore he has to come up with Se'ir Avodah Zarah. We had a Shabbat Shuvah Drasha a couple of years ago related to the messages of Se'ir La'azazel in our time. And Rav Soloveitchik pointed out one or two amazing ha'aris when it comes to the Shitas HaRambam in Batsir La'azazel. Because the Rambam says, if you look in, what is Se'ir La'azazel Mechaparon? What is it, Mechaparon in Hilchas Tshuva? The Rambam, beginning of Hilchas Tshuva, says, Sir Mishtaleach, Lafishu Kapara al Kol Yisrael, Kohen Gadol Mizvada Alav Alashon Kol Yisrael. Sounds like a very verbose language. So Sir Mishtaleach, because he's Mechaparon all Jews, so therefore he's the Kohen Gadol is Mizvada for all Jews. But, and what is it Mechaparon? Mechaparon al Kol Aveir Shebetorah, Kalos Chamuros, Zadon Shkaga, as long as he did tshuva. But if he doesn't just tshuva, if the bird doesn't have tshuva, then the Seir Mishtaleach is only mechaper on the kalos, not on the chamuros. What? Simple question. Is this carbon mechaper if you do tshuva or if you didn't do tshuva? If it's mechaper, even if you didn't do tshuva, it should be mechaper on everything if you didn't do tshuva. No, it's in the middle. The Seir Mishtaleach is mechaper on even chamur averus if you did tshuva, but if you didn't do tshuva, it's only mechaper on kalos. What does that mean? The Kesef Mishnah is bothered. I don't understand that. So Soloveitchik explains, based on other Lashonos of the Rambam, without getting into everything again, and that is, the Seir Mishtaleach there are two elements of the Seir Mishtaleach, and the Karbonis that we bring on Yom Kippur. And he brings a Mashal. There's a difference between a Karbon Sibur and a Karbon Shel Shutfin. Karbon Shel Shutfin has how many Bailim? As many Shutfin as there are. Sibur has one Bailim. One, the tzibur, the sum. And that is why shutfin cannot bring a carbon mincha. Right? Because you need one bailim for a mincha. While tzibur can bring a mincha. Right? Shtei alechem, which we brought yesterday. Right? In a certain way. Right? Upstairs. And the omer, those are carbon tzibur that are brought by the tzibur. What's the difference? As long as you have one bailim. So says the Rav, Seir Mishtaleach, this is an ala tshuva on parak 74, page 74-75, if a Seir Mishtaleach is a carbon tzibur in the full sense, so as long as one connects themselves to the tzibur, they can get kapara from it. Even as long as they do tshuva. Why is it? If one doesn't do tshuva, he can still get kapara on the kalas, because he's still part of the tzibur. Even if somebody's part of the tzibur, even if you haven't done tshuva, you're still going to get kapara. I the chamuros. Chamuros are karis and worse. Karis means you've cut yourself off from the tzibur. So then memela, you don't get kapara from the Seir Mishtaleach. It's a carbon sibur, only if you're part of the sibur. Even if you didn't do tshuva for the kalos. That is one of the messages that we have to make ourselves more part of the sibur. So that is one of the ideas. If we have time at the end, we'll talk more, but we won't, as I see. But that's one message of the Seir Mishtaleach. Okay, let's continue. Tanu Rabbanan. V'samchu, five lines from the bottom. Yana Dioma, talking about the Shtei Halachem still on the Mincha of the Tzibur, because in Chutz Laaretz they're still having Shavuos today. So, Tanu Rabbanan. V'samchu Zikni Ha'eda Es Yideihem Al Rosh HaPar. The Zikni Ha'eda put their hands on the head of the Par. Right, this is by the Par Elam Davar Shal Tzibur. Par Ton Smicha Vein Sira Bet Kochavim Tu'un Smicha. Div Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda said it's a Limbud. This needs Smicha and not the Sira Bet Azara. Rebbe Shimon Omer. Par Ton Smicha Bezakenim. There is a limud from this pasuk, but differently than what you say. Par needs smicha by the zakenim, and the Seir Avodah Zarah does not. Aaron or a kohen does the smicha for the Seir Avodah Zarah. V'raminu, one second, hachai, talking about the Seir La'azazel, hachai ton smicha, v'ein Seir Avodah Kochavim ton smicha, div Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda works out that Seir Avodah Zarah does not need smicha. Rebbe Shimon Omer, hachai ton smicha. ba'aron ve'ein seir avodas kochavim tun in smicha ba'aron elo bezakenim. But the seir avodas zara needs smicha with the zakenim. It's a steer in Reb Shimon, because one, the previous one said Aaron does it, and this one says Zakenim do it. So Amar Reb Sheshes v'tizbra, dak hamaisim ataratztahi. Reb Sheshes, one second. The whole Brisa obviously has a mistake on it. So you're just asking a stira, you have to correct the Brisa. After all, Hamar Reb Shimon smicha b'baylam be'inan. Reb Shimon says you need smicha b'baylam anyway, so what is he allowing Zakenim to do it? That's not b'baylam. El ataratzachi, this is what the Brisa should say originally. Hapar, Par ta in smicha, the ain siria avodas kochavim tun in smicha. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, again, Rabbi Yehuda says that the par needs smicha and not the siria avodas zara. Rabbi Shimon Omer, hachai, chai ta in smicha ba'aron, the ain siria avodas kochavim tun in smicha ba'aron, ela bezakenim. So the chai, the siria azazel needs smicha ba'aron and not the siria avodas zara. But the siria avodas zara needs bezakenim. V'hachi kamal Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda, and really Rabbi Shimon is saying this. Seiri avodas kochavim bo smicha. Really, I hold that only the seir avodas zara needs smicha, not the seir mishtalayach. V'ishami lechad lo bo smicha. And if you heard by the seir avodas zara that you heard something about not requiring smicha, ba'aronu d'shami lecha umiuta me'achayhu, you only heard about a detail within the smicha. But of course, it needs smicha. But he's really not talking about the seir la'azazel at all. He's talking about the seir avodas zara, and he's talking about l'shitascha. According to you, you should at least agree to me. Period. V'reb Yehuda, Wamalila minitu limatinhu mikra. What does he need the pasuk of par to exclude smicha from the third context? Via Amar Avina, gemiri shtei smichas betzibur. We already learned. There's only two. Girsa ba'alma. You're right. He doesn't need the limud. He says it. It's laravka de milsa. He doesn't need. He doesn't really need it. V'Rebbe Shimon, Seir avodas kochavim debay smicha minal. And according to Rebbe Shimon, how does he know that Seir avodas zara requires smicha? He just learns that the paralam davar needs smicha and the seir avodas zara does not. But how does he learn seir avodas zara does get smicha? So nafkalan midatanya from the following: v'samach yada al rosh ha-sa'ir. He puts his hands. Smicha is done on the rosh ha-sa'ir. That's by the seir of the nasi of the king. L'rabo seir nachshon l'smicha. That includes the seir nachshon for smicha. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon omar l'rabo seir avodas kochavim l'smicha. Rabbi Shimon says no. That pasuk includes seir avodas zara. Shai Rabbi Shimon omer, because Rabbi Shimon said kol chata shenichnas dama lifnim tuna smicha. Rabbi Shimon says anything that goes inside requires smicha. So pahelam davar shel tzibur requires smicha, and this one, Seir Avodah Zarah, also has his dam nichnas bifnim, that also requires smicha. Says the Gemara, lamali lemeimra shehaya. What do you need this last phrase for? Shehaya Reb Shimon Omer. What do you have to say the rule for? You learned that from the pasuk. Period. Simana ba'alma. You're right. It's a simon. It's just he's learning it out. He's connecting it to a pasuk, but one doesn't really need it. V'ema seir hanasa bifnim. One second. Say if he's including anything that goes inside. What about the seir hanasa bifnim? According to Reb Shimon. Right, that's this on Yom Kippur. So, dum yedisir nasi, the mechaper al averis mitzvah yedua. No, that carbon on Yom Kippur is mechaper on many averis. The sir nasi is mechaper on a specific avera, so it's similar to the sir nasi. And sir avodah zara is similar to the sir nasi, it's a specific avera. Olu Ravina da amar gemiri shtei smichas betzibur kroy lamali. According to Ravina, really, maker adin, you don't eat psukim. Right, you have the mesorah, it's two smichas. So, what does he do with these psukim? So, itzrich hilchasa, the itzrich kroy. He needs the pasuk and he needs the halacha. Why? The imikra, if you only had the psukim, hava amina zivchei shalmi tzibur. I would have thought you could also include zivchei shalmi tzibur. Ki kasha amas nisan. Look at this unusual lashon here. Why? With the question that we asked on the Mishnah, tahach pirka to kol menachas bos. The kasha that we asked in the parak of kol menachas bos, right, which is the previous parak 5. Fifth parak was called Kol Menachas Bos Matzah. So the Gemara says, we asked Akasha back there that we should have included Zivchei Shalmi Tzibur for Smicha based on the Kal V'Chomer. And therefore, you need this pasuk to exclude it. What was the Kal V'Chomer? So we quote it. Amar Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said there, Shlosh Aminim Tu'unim Shalosh Mitzvahs. Remember the Mishnah there? There are three karbanos that we talk about, and every one of them has two out of three halachas that apply to them. So we said, Lacey b'kav v'chomer, why don't you say a kav v'chomer about the third one? The yuzivchei shalmi tzibur, the shalmi tzibur, which is the shlamim that we bring on Shavuos. Right, the shlamin that we bring with the kifse atzeres that we bring with the shtei alecha. So the shalmi, they should tune in smicha b'kava chomer. She needs smicha from a kava chomer. Ma shalma yachid, she ain't tune in tnufa chayim. Tune in smicha chayim. If a private shlamin does not need to be waved alive, needs smicha alive, so the zivche shalmi tzibur, which needs tnufa alive, surely should require smicha. So israch hilchasa, that's why you need the hilchasa to teach me, no, only two smichas for carbon tzibers. To exclude. V'imi hilchasa, and if you only have the misora, lo yadinin heininu, I wouldn't know which ones to include. Find two, but which two? Kamashma lon dumya de sir nasi. That's why you compare it to a sir nasi, where it says smicha beferish, de machaper alaveris mitzvah yadua. That's machaper on specific mitzvahs. Period. Good. Just to remember, the sefer should remember the ritva in Rosh Hashanah, Tessayin, which talks about asmachta, how he talks about how asmachta is something real. It's not just a simen ba'alma. It's that they have the halacha, and they put it back into the psukim. So that should be contrasted, I think, with these ideas, where the Gemara says simana ba'alma, or girsa ba'alma. Those are real. You don't need the psukim at all. That's not where the Chachamim are putting it back into the psukim. The Gemara says, you get the sense from the Gemara that it's just hint. They're creating a hint in the psukim, but one shouldn't think that one really needs to learn it out and consider the psukim a limud. Okay, maybe one more minute. Tana Rabbana, a kol kamanas yachid tunin smicha chutz b'bchar b'maaser pesach. All private kabbadas need smicha except for these three: b'char, maaser, and pesach. Tana Rabbanan. As we'll see, you know what, we'll stop here, I'll just mention, we're going to have limudim, but the achronim are going to say that all the limudim boil down to the fact that each of these karbanos are not truly karbano. They're not karbano. They're all going to be excluded from that word karbano, but in a deeper sense, we'll see tomorrow from the Sfas Emes, the Karanora, they're not karbano, and therefore, that's why they are excluded. I'll take us a minute to read it, so we'll read it, but tomorrow, and we will, B'ez Hashem, head towards the end of the parak, not finish, but head towards the end of the parak tomorrow. Okay, again, Parsha Shir tonight, B'li Neder, 8:45. 8:45.